here. 168 revised the provisions for issuing on-sale liquor licenses to resort facilities.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Dennis Dugard, Senator District 9. I'm bringing this bill at the request of a group, or I originally brought this bill at the request of a group which is interested in development. And the development that they are working toward is in an area that has a very small population. In fact, it's in Sully County. And it's an area where we want to encourage development in some of these small counties in South Dakota. This is the kind of legislation which can encourage development. And in fact, I will be offering an amendment in a minute, if I may, that talks to this a little more broadly. But let me just give you a little bit of history on this provision of the code. This provision in the code, Section 35-4-107, was brought into our statutes approximately 4 years ago to encourage just this kind of development, and in this same county, Sully County. And you'll see by the reading of the language on lines 7 and 8 that the section is limited to counties of 2,000 population, less than 2,000 persons. And in South Dakota, there are just four or five such counties. And in those counties, a special resort facility on-sale liquor license may be issued by the county so long as several provisions are met. Under present law, you need to have 60 rooms. You need to have facilities for the preparation and serving of food for consumption on the premises, a restaurant, essentially. And you need to derive less than 33% of your receipt from the sale of alcoholic beverages. In other words, this must be not primarily an establishment for the consumption of alcohol, not a bar, but a motel-like place, restaurant. And in those counties where there are less than 200 or 2,000 population, these kinds of on-sale liquor licenses may be issued. Now, this section of statute was successful in encouraging a development in Sully County, and indeed that development did get underway. A golf course was built. The license was taken out. In this case, however, the rooms were not completed, and so the license is essentially issued but in abeyance, if you will. And now comes along another development which would like to be established, the development with which I'm familiar. So the original bill was drafted in such a way as to allow these resort licenses to be issued for rooms, just to cut the number of rooms down from 60 to 30, and then also to place a requirement of $2 million of recreational development. I have since learned that there are other groups who are willing to undertake developments or who have developments that could benefit from this kind of provision. And again, I think the theme here is economic development in small counties in South Dakota, and indeed there are other counties beyond Sully County which could benefit from this, particularly those along the Missouri River, where the state now is going to be giving more attention to recreational opportunities and camping opportunities along the Missouri River. I think the climate is ripe for this kind of development. And so I have an amendment, Mr. Chairman, if I may ask Jackie to pass around, and I'll
do so.
And I'll address it after it's been passed around. Given the interest that is extant in these in Sully County alone, and the fact that this could be a precursor to what might be possibly in other counties as well. The amendment proposes to allow the county to issue 3 resort licenses of this sort. It does retain the change from 60 to 30 rooms, and it removes the $2 million recreational facilities, because it may be that some of these resorts will be built acknowledging that the surrounding area is in itself an attraction, that the hunting opportunities, the fishing opportunities, in this particular case, group of which I'm aware is planning a very significant investment of $12 to $15 million in Sully County to build a world-class golf course. And here to offer further testimony about that particular development is the owner of the property that's involved and some Sully County commissioners. So I hope you'll hear from them. But suffice it to say that I think this kind of legislation will encourage economic development in those areas of the state where we want to encourage economic development and help bring jobs, help bring increased tax base to our counties where they are struggling with a tax base that's oftentimes fairly minimal. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would stand by for questions, but I encourage you to hear some of the other proponents as well.
Thank you, Senator Dugard. Questions, Senator Whiting?
Senator Dugard, this license would be available for counties with a population of less than 2,000 persons. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So what happens if you give a license to a county that has 1,900 persons and then it kicks over and the next year they have 2,050 people? Well, do they lose the license?
I don't think so. I think in this case the words may issue give the county authority to issue it at the time, and once issued, I think it would be able to be maintained. At least that's the way I would interpret it. But I think that's a fair question, and I'd be open to any kind of amendment if you think that should be clarified further.
It's a one-time issuance, is it? It's not an annual or renewable or subject to renewal or.
Well, I will confess I'm not conversant with the procedures for issuance and renewal.
Maybe that's something that one of the others could address.
Maybe it could, yes. I think probably, yes, the county auditor would be familiar with that.
Further questions, Senator Dugard? If not, thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Further proponents of Senate Bill 168.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Matt Sutton, and it's fun to be back in these hallowed halls with all these new players, I must say. And as word of explanation, Senator Dugard became involved in this because his brother-in-law is the project coordinator of this project rather than our local senator, and that's how come he's involved. But the project, there's a couple projects. There's one in existence. There's one that's it's already built, and in ours we have the golf course plans laid out. We have the architect's plan for the lodge, and we really feel that we have a world-class, one-of-a-kind project well on its way, and we feel that this liquor license will add to it. I think the project would exist without it. But as we all know, it adds, and it'll be a private club with local involvement. Now, just to what extent we have the locals involved, we haven't said. But when we first talked about this, one of the things they wanted was some local involvement. Now, whether it will be the second Wednesday of the third month, I don't know. But there'll be something involved, and of course, we see it. The team that we have put together. Graham Marsh will be the designer. Bill Kubley is the major investor and will be the builder. He is the biggest golf course builder in the world in the United States. And so we feel that we really have a significant team assembled. They feel that our land is the place for this type of a club. It will be private and members with some local involvement. And we're with hunting, we'll have hunting and fishing and golf to go along with it. And so we're really excited about it. We think it'll be a big thing for South Dakota, big thing for Sully County. And I'm really excited about it, you might say. I'm in the process of retiring, and this is what we plan to do with our ranch. And so I'd answer any questions.
Thanks, Matt. Senator Whiting?
Well, I guess I'm confused by the word involvement. What do you mean by involving equity ownership or membership or public privileges? Or what do you mean by involvement?
We will have an equity membership, or I don't know if that's a proper term. There'll be there's a base of four of us that will own the bulk of the project, but then we're going to have outsiders, at least $5 to $6 million of other partners. There could be 10 of us involved in it. We don't have the second tier lined up yet, but they assure me that that's not a problem. The people that are involved in this are big players. It's just not off the street in Agar. And so it... no offense to Agar. And there's some of them up there, too. But... and so it'll be a limited liability company with, at current plans, there'd be about 10 people involved in the ownership and management as we envision it. It would be private membership driven. I'm sure you realize there's not that kind of money around here to build a facility like this with local involvement. I tell people there's two ways they can play. They can either buy a $50,000 membership or they can be nice to me. And there's only three people that said they wouldn't be able to play. So we're excited about it. I think it'll be good for the county. I think it'll be good for the state. And
other questions, Matt? Yeah. No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Further proponents of Senate Bill 168. Further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, you all look confused. It's fun for me to have an opportunity to speak to you about something other than insurance. My name is Dick Thiessen. I'm an attorney here in Pierre. Today, I sit before you on behalf of Cheyenne Ridge Outfitters, Inc. I'm handing out a brochure which I think will help describe who they are. Senate Bill 168 is an important piece of economic development legislation, in my opinion. For those of you who've been around here a while, you may recall that in 1997, you were brought a bill by then Senator Rounds and the rest of the representatives and of this district on behalf of a development that was starting then on Lake Oahe, which was called Oahe Trails Resorts. Reference was made to that in opening remarks by Senator Dugard. I had the privilege of representing those people, and in fact still do in other matters, but I'm happy to say that happened. And in part it happened because of what this body did. This body recognized then in 1977, and we hope you will do that again with this bill, Senate Bill 168, that in communities where the population is less than 2,000 in this state, economic development just doesn't spawn very well. We are blessed. 21 years ago I came to this community never planning to stay. I'm still here. I'm still here because I fell in love with the water that we have. We have a wonderful resource there. Because of that wonderful resource known as Lake Oahe, Sully County has the unique, I would say, opportunity to develop in a very nice way for South Dakota and South Dakota's economic development. Because of that water, others have seen it as an appropriate place to invest large sums of money to create resort facilities. Cheyenne Ridge is one of those. Cheyenne Ridge is owned primarily by Mike McClellan, who some of you may know. He is a world-renowned walleye fisherman. He is an outdoor author, and he and others have invested and created the Cheyenne Ridge Outfitters, Inc., and the resort facility that you see in front of you there. They have 36 rooms. They're single units. One of the things I can tell you, having represented the Oahe Trails that built the golf course, is that 60 rooms is a difficult number for some of these resorts, and it's because these things are spreading out around the lake. They're not all in one location. Because of that, having a large volume of rooms focused in just one resort is not what I think we're seeing up there. In fact, I think what we're seeing is we're going to see more resorts, but not 60 rooms, 100 rooms. We're going to see more in the 30 to 40. Cheyenne Outfitters is a 36-room facility. It's on Okobojo Creek. We feel it has a lot of promise. They market coast to coast. You can see from the pamphlet that I handed out that this is a facility that markets programs and weekends or weeks or retreats, whatever we want to call them, for corporate America. This is good, clean money to our state. It's good revenue to this community. And it's especially a good thing for Sully County. Now, there are only, I think, and Senator Ducard, maybe you have the list, but there are only four counties which have a population, I think, of less than 2,000. They are not in locations that are likely to see resort facilities, but if they could, why not? I mean, if those counties are able to develop themselves in terms of this kind of economic development, we hope you agree with us that we ought to encourage that. This bill would allow for the one that has been awarded already to Oahe Trails to remain in place so that they can complete that facility. 9 of the 18 holes there have been built already. It would allow, hopefully, access to others, such as the client that I represent here with Cheyenne Ridge Outfitters, and hopefully for another golf course, which maybe I would get to play at. We hope that you will see this as economic development for South Dakota. I can tell you that I have talked with members of the liquor industry. I don't know if they're here right now. I hope they are. But I can say that I think they have had no problem with this kind of idea. They were supportive of us in 1997. I think they remain supportive of us now because this is not a threat to other licenses. This is economic development for South Dakota.
Thank you, Dick. Questions? Senator Whiting.
Maybe Dick could answer the question I asked earlier.
I think the answer is twofold. One, yes, licenses are renewed every year, or at least every 2 years.
So could they be renewed if the county goes over 2,000 population?
I think they could, and frankly, Senator, I think it should.
Because the
key here, I think, is at the time that the license is awarded, the county should be less than 2,000.
Yeah, maybe I'll say that.
I can't speak for Senator Dugard, but I don't think that I would quarrel with that kind of amendment either, but I think if the purpose of the bill is to encourage the development, it would be inappropriate to encourage the development and then take it away. So I would hope you would allow them to keep it if the county suddenly had a huge burst in population and got 50 more residents and broke the 2,000.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I think you could easily solve this on line 8 by saying after... It says with a population of less than 2,000 persons at the time the license is initially issued.
I think that works.
I think that is a good proposal. It does clarify what you're trying to do.
I think that in essence that's the way it's been interpreted so far, but I think your amendment's a good idea.
Well, at this point, why don't we do this? We've got an amendment that Senator Dugard has forwarded to us, and for purposes of discussion, does somebody want to move that amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Valesky moved, is seconded by Senator McCracken. So we move that. All in favor of that amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And then, Senator Whiting, do you want to move an amendment?
I'd move that on page 1, line 8, after the word persons, we add the words, at the time the license is initially issued.
Is there a second for that one?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Dugard. Comments on that? All in favor of that amendment, say aye.
Aye.
It's been further amended, so Senate Bill 168 as amended, if you want to discuss that.
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm Bill Floyd, Chairman of the Sully County Commissioners. I'll testify for myself. The Sully County Commissioners are strongly supportive of Senate Bill 168. River development in the form of sales of lots for houses and recreational facilities has gotten to be a source of increase for our tax base. Example of that is many of the lots out there along the river hills have been selling for $35,000, whereas before maybe $90 an acre would be tops, and that's $35,000 is probably for a 5-acre lot. So you can figure $35,000 is way, way better than the $450 that they were valued at before. These three facilities that are in question here will just add to that. I think it'll add to the sale of those lots along the river because more people want to live in the area. We've had a lot of trouble valuing those for assessment purposes, but we're working on that, and I think that'll be all right. I guess the three facilities in question have been explained fairly well here today, so I won't go into that. Just I would like to say that if they don't have a liquor license, it really kills them, because people that come back here and play golf or maybe hunt some pheasants in the afternoon, they like to have a drink afterwards, and if the facility just doesn't have that, it just doesn't do very good. I'd submit that without a liquor license, those facilities would find staying in business would be quite difficult. It should be a win situation for everyone. Would there be any concerns with it? Well, the only one I might think of is that the present liquor licenses that are there might, you know, suffer, but I don't believe that's a factor, because these three places will operate a closed clientele, you might say. They fly in their people from Chicago or Minneapolis or wherever, and they stay right at that facility. They really never go anyplace else. And so, you know, they'll fly in the pier. The people from the facility will pick them up, take them out there. They'll do their golfing and their hunting, fishing, whatever, trail riding and so forth. And they will not basically go anyplace else. I would urge your support of this. I think it's good for our county. Our tax base is property taxes are just way too high these days. And I think this is one thing we can do to help that. I'd urge your support of it.
Thank you very much, Bill. Are there questions? If not, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Further proponents?
I'm Patty McGee, and I'm the Sully County Auditor, and so I am representing myself, and I am passing out a letter regarding the Sully County Commissioners. And just to answer a couple things, when a resort comes in and they meet these qualifications, they buy the license, and then every year then it's up for renewal. And so anyway, so that would probably answer your question. The other thing is Sully County has already in place one more license based on population for bars, because it was grandfathered in. But if that liquor license would ever become to where they didn't want it anymore or anything, then we would lose that license, or somebody else would have to come in and buy it. But in other words, we are grandfathered in based upon our population, because when they reduce the population regarding those liquor licenses, that one, we still got to hold that one license. So I think probably too, when you talk about your amendment, we would be grandfathered in because we had already issued that license, and so we would be able to keep it. But I do like your amendment to it. So if you had any other questions regarding licenses through the county, but we really would appreciate your support, you know, for this.
Thank you very much. Are there questions? If not, further proponents of Senate Bill 168. Further proponents. Are there opponents of Senate Bill 168? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on Senate Bill 168. Senator Dugard.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to add one thing I meant to mention. That is, I've discussed this with the Innkeepers Association because the number of rooms I thought might affect them or their view of it, and they are not opposed. They couldn't be here, but they gave me authority to say that they're just fine with the bill.
Further comments? Senator Valesky.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 168 as amended.
Senator Valesky moved due pass Second. As amended, seconded by Senator McCracken. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill 168, go on the floor with the due pass amended. We'll vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Hold. McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Move consent. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Valesky. All in favor of consent, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Try consent. Yes.
Could I think consent would be appropriate for Senate Bill 143 as well.
We'll move back to Senate Bill 143. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valesky. All in favor of consent on 143, say aye.
Aye.
All those the same. Senate Bill 143 will be consent. At this point, I have to turn Senator Dugard.